Your station for the Seasiders.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, not really find out until tomorrow. They normally miss Thursday's training session anyway to do the rehab and stuff like that. So we'll have a better idea on tomorrow. Unfortunately, I can't say whether they're going to be fit or not.
Is Martin a bit of a concern that you want to get him to the fitness level of everybody else and he's just got a niggle?
That's fine. It's only a niggle. If it was a pulled hamstring, then I would have huge concern. It's just a little bit tight and we're probably overcautious. He's still training, he's still doing straight leg running, he's still working on his fitness. So that's a good thing in itself.
And in terms of the loan signing you've made this week in Hayden White, you don't have to rush. If you had to think about who am I going to play at right back, you're all right now, aren't you?
Yes, I think it was an impressive first performance, wasn't it? We are working very hard behind the scenes to try and identify players that we can try and bring in. And it wasn't a secret that I've been chasing Hayden for quite a while. And it was really perfect timing when he was fit and we could get him in, which was great.
What does he bring to it, Neil?
He brings power and pace, and he's decent on the ball, and he's very, very quick, and he's a good defender. So, you know, all of them attributes put together, using the confidence that he's got coming into a new club, making his debut. He got to know the boys for a couple of days. So he's got everything, really, and we've just got to try and get the best out of him if we can, if I decide to pick him, yeah.
And are you actively looking before the weekend to add more, or is it the sort of process that is ongoing?
I don't think we need to strengthen in different parts of the team. And as I say, with the performance against Port Vale really heartened me that the boys who weren't in the team are very capable of going into the team and not making it any weekend what it is. So that pleased me and it took the pressure off. Because we have a thin squad, but the thin squad becomes powerful because everybody feels as though they've got a chance to play. There's nobody throwing their toys out the pram and everybody's fighting for a place, and that's good. And if I need to add somebody, then I'll add just like I did with Hayden at the right time. Do we need to strengthen up top? Yes, probably, if we possibly can, because we're not scoring enough goals, but we're creating chances and we just have to be a little bit more clinical.
Is that the big thing for you, that you're not having people moaning and groaning and people thinking, I'm not in a team, the manager doesn't like me, you've got everybody that wants to play?
Well, with a couple of injuries that we've had this week, it's probably only Luke Haim who wasn't on the bench, and I was well impressed with him against Port Vale in the JPT. So everybody's fighting for a place. I've said if that chance comes along, you've got to be ready, and everybody's ready.
I heard your comments Tuesday night after the game, Neil, that you felt earlier on in the season that was a game that you probably would have lost. Is that a mark of the progress that you're making?
I think it is, yes. I think steely determination, trying to do the right thing, passing and moving the ball and trying to create chances is what we've been trying to do. And, you know, at the start of the season, we're trying to do that, but we weren't keeping a clean sheet or we weren't defending as well as what we should have been doing. And that's certainly improved over the last 2 or 3 months. And we've just got to put the ball in the back of the net now, and we'll be working extremely hard, just as we do on all aspects of our preparation for the game, to making sure that that's spot on to give us a chance to win a game.